Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KGHM Group Conference, where we will discuss the results of KGHM Group for the first 6 months of 2020. We have the management board of KGHM, and that's Mr. Marcin Chludziński, the president of the board, Mr. Paweł Gruza, vice president for international assets, Ms. Katarzyna Kretschmańska-Gigol, vice president for finance, and Mr. Radosław Stach, vice president for production. Vice President Adam Bugajczuk is not present today, but we will discuss investments and development as well. And as you know, for a couple of last months, we have been doing our conferences in a remote form, but you can still ask your questions, send them to ir@kghm.com. After a short overview by the management board, we will take your questions, at least part of them. Responses to all the questions will be posted on our website and will be publicly available. I'll give the floor to Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes without saying that we have just finished one of the most difficult periods in the last couple of decades, both in terms of Polish and global economy. In Germany, there have been talks about the recession of the century. The results have fallen to levels from before the euro. So since the introduction of the euro, we haven't had such a fast shrinkage of economic growth. So this time has been challenging and difficult. Meanwhile, when you look at the results that we want to present to you today, especially our EBITDA for the second quarter, we are approaching the levels for the first quarter in 2017, when copper prices were much higher than today, and the operating results at Sierra Gorda is the best operating results in the history of Sierra Gorda. When you look at our capitalization, as from July, we are picking up, we are returning to very high stock prices, the record prices at Warsaw Stock Exchange. And this is something that we owe to good management, good governance, and involvement of our people. On top of that, there is something less obvious. When you look at companies like ours and business in general at the time of COVID, you can't say that you just follow the plan and you do what you have planned for. It's not that easy. It's not that straightforward. The times are rather difficult. And let me share some personal thoughts about this. For me, these have been the most difficult moments for me in this company, the time that started in February and actually still continues. So the worst nightmare was a telephone from sanitary authorities asking us to shut down our production facilities. It's quite obvious what that would mean for us, for the board, for shareholders, for people. That would be hundreds of millions, if not billions, of losses in revenues. But as you will see when you look at our results, this none of this has happened. We avoided that risk, and we have navigated safely through these difficult times so far. We don't know what will happen next. We are still in the middle of a battle. But it's worth telling you what we have done to avoid the rough ground, to avoid lockdown, to avoid a limitation of production, to avoid limitations of our sales market. When we took our decisions in February, when the first symptoms of the approaching pandemics were already visible, we faced a dilemma. What should we do? Should we take some preemptive moves, cut down production, suspend certain types of production, or perhaps should we improve the safety of operations so as to maintain, sustain our production levels? This was not an obvious choice, but we chose option two. Of course, it would be easier to cut down, to reduce production rate. We chose the more difficult pathway with 30,000 people operating all over the world. We took that more difficult choice, and we implemented the procedures that we developed for that purpose. So we actually responded before lockdown was officially introduced in Poland. We also used some state-of-the-art technologies. We implemented safety measures, safety procedures, and thanks to strong involvement of our people, we have navigated safely through the most difficult months without really being affected by the COVID crisis. The way we have been handling COVID has been appreciated not only in Poland, but also abroad. Our competitors from all over the world ask us about how to proceed. We also implemented our Polish solutions in Sierra Gorda. As you probably know, Chile has very high rates of COVID, but Sierra Gorda is working normally. And many other mining projects in Chile have been closed down because they were unable to ensure safety of their people. And the government took some decisions to shut down those operations. Sierra Gorda is still up and running. The procedures are in place, and this is well visible in our financial results. So, once again, we have over 30,000 people in the capital group in Poland and abroad, and they are still working despite the COVID. And this is far from obvious. Today, the situation may be calmer, but we have to monitor it closely. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of attention, and it also takes resilience and flexibility and quick responses to the changing situation. So the battle is still ongoing, and we, as the board of directors and our managers and our people, we are still fighting. And many other Polish companies from other industries closed down their divisions, they revised their financial statements. Also, in the mining industry in the world, there are very few companies that were able to deliver their 2020 plans. For instance, Glencore, one of the leaders in the metals industry, reduced their production by 14%. Teck, the Canadian company, reduced their production in the second quarter by 23%. From among a group of 15 leading companies in the global mining industry, only three increased their production in this harsh COVID time. And we are one of those three companies, and we are very proud of that. So we didn't reduce our plans, we actually increased production, and we are one of the three global leaders who successfully increased production. So everything we have achieved at a time when all economic experts speak about global recession. This is attributable not only to internal procedures and to adherence to those procedures, it's also attributable to a strategy that we implemented a few years ago. That was in December 2018. We were looking at the world, things like global war trade wars. We adopted a strategy that helps us adapt quickly to macroeconomic changes in the world and to challenges such as COVID. That strategy helps us find a solid ground in a volatile situation. And these initiatives have proven very efficient in these difficult times. In our international operations, whether in Canada or in Chile, we are changing our operating models. Many functions have been moved to Poland. We reduced employment in Canada. We will continue doing that in the future. This will help us reduce cost. We also reduced our office in Santiago in Chile. We also reduced some employment in Sierra Gorda. We delivered savings of tens of millions of dollars in Sierra Gorda alone, nearly $100 million savings that we owe to a unified logistics system in Poland. We have an energy savings program, which also delivers good financial savings, and these savings will be even greater in the future. The equipment that we use underground uses less energy, which translates into savings. So all these moves, all these measures are a manifestation of the strategy I mentioned. So as I said, our response to COVID is not only procedures, it's also strategy, both on the cost and expenses side. This is the results are well visible in our EBITDA and net results of the parent company, also in the production results. We are quite proud that when others say, no, we cannot do that, the market is too difficult, we prove that it is still possible to deliver on our promise and to stay in the group of global leaders. So, as I said, we are proud about this and we are still thinking about what's to come, what's happening in the global markets. So, despite the recession, our industry may be optimistic. In the first quarter of 2020, the deficit of supply of copper was 530,000 tons. In the second quarter, the Chinese imports increased in June and in July by 80%. I'm talking about copper imports, so 80% more than last year. So there's a lot of demand for copper, and the data from the U.S. regarding construction permits talk about 1.5 million construction permits. This is a very good indicator in the context of the construction industry, which is indirectly related to demand for copper. So when you look at the short-term perspective and the long-term perspective, things like epidemics reduce supply, but demand is still growing. So we are trying to stay optimistic. We are trying to respond to what investment banks and analytical centers say. And they say that the demand will be growing, and we are trying to prepare for that. We want to be ready for what's going to happen in global markets. We have shown that we can successfully operate in challenging conditions in a manner that is satisfactory to both investors and employees. We will continue our cost savings initiatives. We will sustain our investments, which is very important because we haven't scrapped any investments. We want to continue our investment plans, which is very important in the context of our development. I think time has come for me to give the floor to President Stach, who will tell us more about production results. Ladies and gentlemen, let me move on. As we have heard, the results are very good given the context. We have delivered results that are very similar to last year's results in terms of copper. And the results of moly and silver will be discussed later on by one of my colleagues. Now, the results in Poland, extraction of copper, slightly lower than in 2019. We want to extract less ore, but produce more copper. And we have started this transition in 2019. So the further we go, the better the results will be. As far as electrolytical copper is concerned here, the results are slightly poorer. That's because we had problems with third-party batches, but we are still within the budget that we assumed for 2020. Silver production in Poland, the results delivered by KGHM in 2019 were record high. Obviously, our goal is to increase silver production, but everything depends on the amount of metal in the ore. Right now, this content is lower, so the results may be lower as well. But we are still working hard. Our reserves, our inventories have reached the standard level for Legnica and Głogów smelting plants. So in the first quarter, it was 14,000 CU in concentrates. In the second quarter, we had a slight increase, which is caused by a buildup of concentrate deposits. But by the end of the year, we should reach the standard levels as well. As regards anodic copper inventories, copper anodes inventories, these levels are slightly higher than in 2019. That's because of the overhaul of Głogów 1. And this means that we are following our plan for 2020. Now, I will pass over to my colleague who will discuss international results.
Good morning. Let me begin my presentation by repeating what the President has said. In our international assets, we have maintained continuity of production and a satisfactory level of production with the efforts we have made to ensure safety in the times of epidemic at our plants. And we are shown as a model or an example of a perfect approach to managing this very difficult challenge. We have managed to achieve very good production results at Sierra Gorda, and that is in spite of the far-reaching OPEX and CAPEX savings which were introduced. Also, in terms of the number of jobs at that plant, all these measures which have been taken, aimed at maintaining the production level or increasing it further. So you know the slides. So we've increased the results with higher throughput, higher copper grade, copper content, and that is why we have achieved such satisfactory results. Now the production results of KHMI. Well, last year, just to remind you, we put one of our mines to current maintenance, which was reflected in the results statistically, and there are also different factors affecting the results of various mines. So we have a transitional zone at Robinson's, at Sudbury. We managing the production in such a way that we moving to areas where the content of precious metals is higher in order to benefit from the positive prices, good prices at Franca mine. The results were worse indeed because of the geological conditions which were more difficult. That's all from me. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me briefly discuss the financial results. In revenues from contracts with customers are lower than in the first quarter of last year by 2%. Given the external conditions we have seen in the first half of 2020, there is only a slight difference compared with last year. So, most importantly, we have to see what actually caused the drop in revenues. These were lower copper prices. So, it's 732 million with a minus, so that effect. And to some extent, it was offset by the higher dollar exchange rate, so 538, a positive figure. So, well, that was only an impact on the Polish sectors. So, the higher dollar exchange rate did not have a positive effect on our foreign operations or KHMI because we don't have that natural hedging we have in Poland there. Now, talking about our C1 unit cost, well, we have to see that in our parent company and at Sierra Gorda, our C1 unit cost decreased by 12% at the parent company and by 14% at Sierra Gorda. We recorded a high C1 cost at KHMI due to lower sales revenues, as explained by Mr. Gruza, and our lower price of copper. At the group level, we reduced the C1 cost by 10%. And we have to say that the main reason behind the drop in that cost was a favorable dollar exchange rate and a lower mining tax. The tax which was introduced last year, this year we see the results of that. Talking about the EBITDA now, well, it's slightly lower compared with the first half of 2019. This lower figure results from the lower EBITDA we recorded in KGHMI, but in other sectors, it's higher than last year. The net result is down by 28%, but we have to see what actually contributed to the drop in our net profit. So most importantly, we have to see that our revenues from copper sales dropped, and they were not fully offset by higher silver and gold sales. And additionally, costs by nature dropped by 344 million. So we have been very successful there, given the conditions of our operations, and that's what we had influence upon. And well, we have to see that currency differences were favorable, and the income tax was lower. That was also positive. On the other hand, we could not compensate for the drop of revenues because of lower copper prices, and our net profit was also affected by the cash call. The cash call we made with respect to our foreign assets, and that was related to a lower copper price, and a financial gap appeared, and we had to cover or bridge that financial gap. When you have a look at the graph showing the cash flows, it's really characteristic of the first half of 2020. We had the epidemic, the outbreak. Initially, we had to learn how to operate, how to respond. We increased the level of cash at our disposal, and there was a larger tranche of the loan. So as a result, cash at the end of 6 months was much higher than at the end of the year. But we took that precautionary measure because we did not know what would happen on the market, so we really wanted to ensure financial security, and that's why we chose to have higher cash. And the working capital change is important. So this is a result of the strategy we implemented last year. We continued implementing the strategy this year, and there is a positive effect of our net working capital on cash. That is 342 million zloty. So as you can see, these external conditions have been difficult because of the relatively low copper price. We have actually not changed our debt level, so it increased by only 85 million zloty, and 40 million zloty of that was due to exchange differences. So you could practically say that we have maintained a constant debt level or debt ratio. So the net debt to EBITDA ratio, the main debt ratio we use compared with the first half of 2019, it dropped to 1.6 this year. Compared with the beginning of this year, it increased only slightly, but we're still at a level which is satisfactory in our company because it's below the level of 2. Thank you. Now, advancement of development initiatives. In the first half of 2020, is 1,020,000,000 compared with 2019. You see the breakdown by the areas of operations, mining, smelting, other activities, and also replacement, maintaining mine production and development. The selected development projects we're showing here relate to deposit access program, so that's the mining development, 193 million there, and also the development of Zhelazny Most tailings storage facility, where the completion of the level is 80%, and the 4.0 program, environmental programs, was 55 million, and also Redkovština, Głogów, and Putsk exploration projects, which are very important to us, and also the new development programs. Importantly, under these difficult conditions, all of our development projects have continued with companies or contractors working here to the plan and budget. Thank you. Now, we have discussed the main aspects. That's been included in our full report, which is available. And now we'll try to answer some of the questions. There have been many questions, and you can also send questions to our email, our investor relations email, and we'll try to answer them now. And the first question is from Rafał Biatrzyty. Do you think that the EBITDA reported by Sierra Gorda in quarter 2, 2020, 344 million, is repeatable? Do you think that this is a clear EBITDA without one-off, special one-off events included? Well, thank you for that question. Generally, the savings program at Sierra Gorda is designed to actually use the turmoil on the market to actually adjust our contracts and cost base to make it optimal also for future reporting periods. So the financial result of Sierra Gorda makes us optimistic, and we hope that we can enjoy favorable cost positions in future periods. The question is about another question about Sierra Gorda from Rafał, is about the copper sales volumes at Sierra Gorda in quarter two. Do you think they are can be repeated? Well, the breakdown of the loads or the sales of Sierra Gorda is that these are large one-off volumes. So, well, it's the repeatability varies from one period to the other, but generally the production and sales results of in the long run will synchronize. And better production would translate into higher sales. And another question from Rafał. So, looking at the zloty to dollar exchange rate, we can expect this unfavorable balance in the third quarter or not? Well, I think that well, this is a more of a speculative question because well, it's hard to speculate since exchange rates change overnight. So it's hard to speculate. It's hard to predict. And Michał Kuzawiński, JP Morgan. The budget for 2020, will it remain unchanged? Is it possible to go above the MOLI budget, MOLI production budget for Sierra Gorda? Well, now working according to the budget for 2020, we're trying to deliver the budget. And, well, we've won the first half of the battle, but it's still ongoing. And, well, no, we have the second half of the match. And, well, we'll inform you about the developments. Of course, we have the COVID situation. We're trying to deliver the budget which was adopted before the outbreak of the epidemic, and Pavel will respond to the MOLI question. So lower MOLI production results from the lower MOLI content in the ore, but we're trying to improve our results by increasing the volume and the throughput of our systems. And we're also trying to achieve a higher MOLI recovery level, where we're recovering MOLI from the ore. So, well, these figures have not compensated what we had compared with our result, compared with what we had last year. But we hope that towards the end of the year, we'll be able to improve that ratio. And the second question from Michał Kuzawiński is also about Sierra Gorda. So what is the outstanding debt to be repaid at Sierra Gorda? And when can Sierra Gorda start repaying the debt, the loan from KGHMSA? Thank you for that question. Let me remind you that the old debt, old financing of Sierra Gorda will practically end this year with the last big tranche of more than $1.5 billion repayable this year, the 100% of the shares, and the residual amount will be repayable next year. But the plan or the financial strategy proposed by KGHM was to ensure that 2020 will be the first year in which Sierra Gorda will not need to be supported financially by the headquarters in this joint project with the Japanese partner. So it was to be the first year without financial support from Poland, but because of the situation on the markets and with the approach of our partners in our Sierra Gorda project, we had to support Sierra Gorda financially. And as our CFO has mentioned, it has had an impact on the financial result in the first year. But with a very good financial situation, Sierra Gorda is able to refinance that old debt. I'm talking about the project finance here. So I hope that for the future, for the next year, when we work on the budget, we will achieve a situation where we will not have to support the project financially, and maybe the cash will flow in the other direction. Just to add on that, well, Sierra Gorda is able to obtain external funding on a larger scale, and it actually testifies to the financial situation there. So it has been accomplished partly, but with the uncertainties of the first and second quarter, financial institutions were not sure. and it was difficult to predict the situation on the metal or the commodities and metals markets. Now the situation has changed, and so these transfers in 2019 and 2020 are really minimal compared with funds which were used to be transferred to Sierra Gorda to fill in the financial gap in the past. So hopefully we'll reach consensus with our partner on that project. It's much better for us if the company Sierra Gorda actually uses external funding. It is more and more able to do so.
Thank you very much. Next question from Mr. Mariusz Marszałkowski, Business Alert. A question about the high growth of operating results of Sierra Gorda, a growth by nearly 150%. As we have explained, there are two factors here. So greater throughput, which translates into greater production, and better copper content in the ore. When you combine these two factors, the result is quite obvious. The price formulas that we use in selling the concentrate from Sierra Gorda also give us some positive effects when you compare against the average LME price. So we are quite optimistic about the months to come. Let me add that this is not a surprise. This is good news, obviously, but it's not a surprise. We, as the management board, with Paweł Gruza and the general manager in Chile, we follow certain plan. And when you look back at the last 2 years, our operating results have been improved each year. Of course, we had some poorer months, especially in the context of the shutdown. This is not a one-off situation. This is something we have been consistently doing for 2 or even 3 years, and we see the results in every single year. And we combine that with some other initiatives that save money. So this reasonable sales policy gives the ultimate outcome that Paweł has just discussed. Next question, Jakub Kajmowicz, Energetyka 24. How has the COVID affected the global copper market? In the first period, so in the first quarter and the second quarter, we had some shaky prices. The prices fell. There was a lot of uncertainty in the market. People didn't know what's going to happen. But now we can see that in the third quarter, the prices have picked up. They haven't reached the pre-COVID levels yet, but they have improved both for copper and for silver. And there are two factors that we identify as the key drivers. So first of all, the situation in China has improved. There is more optimism. Even conservative banks have revised their forecasts for China, and they say that in the third quarter, in 2020, China can grow by 2.5%. So that's one thing. The other thing is the relative peace in trade wars. I say relative peace because things keep happening. There are new developments. There are talks. There is some tension between China and the U.S., but we can sense some positive signals from the U.S. economy, especially in the construction industry. As a result, there is some positive sentiment on the supply side, and the pandemic has reduced production capabilities of many companies. So, as I explained before, we try to be optimistic in the short term and in the longer term. Of course, we would like copper prices to go up. It's possible, it's not certain. And also, we are far from saying that things have stabilized. No, they haven't. We are still in the middle of the COVID crisis. And experts and investment banks and analytical centers keep saying the same thing, that there is still a lot of uncertainty out there. When I look through the questions, I can see that there is nothing else to add, actually. Some questions from different contributors are actually identical to those we already answered. But as we have said, all the answers will be posted on our website in a few days. Let me just add something to the question from Mr. Rafał Wiatr, who asked about the loss of JV in PLN. It was 210 million, whereas in Sierra Gorda results, that was 82 million. And in the meantime, I digged deeper into the details, so maybe any one of you would like to take that. The results on joint venture includes the consolidated net results of Sierra Gorda according to the property rights method and taking into account the interest on loans. And we mentioned that those two factors significantly affect the consolidated result. The consolidated greater loss of Sierra Gorda results from the greater financial support, $52 million offered by KGHM in the second quarter, so offered by the owners. So the participation in the JV losses in the reporting period, we increased the capital, and in accordance with the property rights formula, we had to reduce that share by the loss generated by Sierra Gorda up to the level of the increased capital. So that's a highly technical answer from me. So we have reached the end of this conference. Thank you very much, directors. We are still for you. The communication department, the IR department is for you. Thank you very much.